But you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features there are completely free, though whether or not they're completely functioning right now is another question. I just called my site administrator about the bulletin board email problem. We've got a bunch of people that are trying to sign up for the Free Talk Live bulletin board system because we've got a lot of people coming over from lawenforcementforums.com because there's been a bit of a controversy here. And you guys aren't getting activated because the emails aren't sending out correctly. Anyway, we're going to work on getting that fixed, and I will resend the verification emails out to all of you once that is fixed so you can get on and participate on the BBS. All right, so you take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. You can also join us online, freetalklive.com, as we go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Brad in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How you doing, Ian and Mark?
Hey, Brad. Hey. Doing great.
Good. I just want to go over a couple of things I noticed you guys have been talking about. I've been listening to the program, obviously, as well as a lot of my supporters and members have on my website.
So you are one of the administrators of lawenforcementforums.com?
Yes, sir. There's two site co-owners, myself and Will, and I'm calling in right now to address any concerns and issues we have here.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Well, great. My concern is I was banned this weekend.
Well, you have to understand from our point of view that you came onto our website, which is full of law enforcement officers, mm-hmm. law enforcement professional supporters, family members, and hopefuls. And the first thing you do, instead of introducing yourself, is you come onto our site and you pose a controversial question, which is very indicative of troll-like behavior on a website.
The question was, of course, are you a member of law enforcement against prohibition?
Now,
that's controversial?
Do you think that law enforcement against prohibition is a controversial group that is bad? Do you think they're bad?
I don't necessarily think they're bad, but what I think is when you join a forum, it's common courtesy to introduce yourself first. And then go into the topics once you've got to know the other members.
As somebody who is an administrator of my own forum at freetalklive.com, you say it's common courtesy. I didn't know it. And I didn't see anything when I was signing up. The terms of service isn't presented when you sign up. There's just an agreement that says I'm 13 or whatever and I won't spam the forums.
Well, Ian, I'd like to go over your site with you, if you don't mind.
Well, yes.
The very same site you're an administrator for that has... people posting, I don't need proof that cops are nuts. It's all a fact. We're all aware. This is what happens when you give people like monkeys a badge. You've got someone posting a picture of a cop that's injured in the line of duty with a head injury.
Mm-hmm.
You've got once they actually have to compete for jobs in the physical security market, most of those pigs will be flipping burgers instead. We should exploit that forum. Other members going to say, you want more proof that cops are nuts on power trips out to control the public? I suggest you spend some time on there, referring to my website. Are all libertarians like that, or
no,
is it just
not,
the people on
the
your
case.
Site?
It's people that are, these are just individuals. I don't take responsibility for what they say. They're individuals who have been jaded by the system. They've been jaded by the system. They've been jaded by the behavior that they see some police operating under. And I realize not all police are that way. And I think a number of them realize that as well. They're just
How many do you think realize that? How many do you think realize that?
Well, it's a forum of about, there's 1,200 people that are on the BBS, and maybe there's, 20,000 listening on a given weeknight, maybe 200,000 listening on the weekend. I think it would be very difficult to generalize as to what these people think. In the same way, it would be difficult to generalize.
I don't think it's more clear what they think. I'm just looking at the website, and
Those are the ones that are posting on the comp
thread. You've got one of your own people on this show posting, he's got a picture that cops lie. His shirt says cops lie.
Okay. That's Todd. He's a former co-host. He's not on the show these days. But
why is he not on the show these days?
He lives down in Florida, and we live in New Hampshire, and there's a bunch of details there. But that's...
Well, if he was on your show, that represents your show. Do you think cops lie?
I think cops lie frequently, yes. In the case of, they'll try to get some, they'll lie to people about their situation that they're in. They'll lie and they'll say that, I'm only here to help you, and they're actually just trying to help them into a jail cell. And I think a lot of this vitriol stems from the fact that the police are out there enforcing what we perceive of as bad laws. And we wish that the police would take more responsibility for the laws, the bad laws that they enforce, instead of just pawning it off on the politicians.
So you're telling the police officers themselves that they need to be the ones who decide which laws are enforced. How are you going to do that?
Are you saying that police officers can't enforce laws selectively?
They do every day.
Right.
What I'm saying is, you're not, because you're saying don't arrest people for drugs, don't arrest people for this. Whatever you guys don't want them to arrest them for is what you want. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. But we're not going to do what just you want. We're going to do the job as we're supposed to and as we have to. And how would you, in fact, enforce those laws that you didn't want enforced? Would it be Department so-and-so doesn't enforce them? Or how would that all come together? It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, it does make a lot of sense. When you look at the Constitution of the United States of America, there's nothing in here that gives anyone a right to outlaw a substance. As a matter of fact,
the Constitution, by the way, that Jefferson said should be rewritten every 20 years.
Jefferson said I understand what you said. And Jefferson said that there should be a revolution every 20 years. Who do you think would die in that revolution, sir?
The point is, times have changed greatly from the start of the Constitution, and now we're in a different era. And to strictly rely on the Constitution in these times,
I agree.
And
I don't
continually refer to it as an out on something is just completely ridiculous.
Brad, Mark is more
ridiculous to use the Constitution as an out.
Let's not use the Constitution. I think it is. I agree with Brad on this. I agree with Brad in that I don't use the Constitution. Mark's more of a guy that leans on the Constitution. I look at what is right and what is wrong, and it's wrong to arrest people for putting a substance into their body on a voluntary basis.
That's what your opinion is. That's what your opinion is. And you know what?
No,
that's great.
It's an opinion
based
on fact.
And you need to vote, and you need to elect politicians, and you need to hold political rallies, and you need to change the laws. Police officers are not supposed to change laws. They enforce laws as they are written.
I understand that.
Elect politicians. The problem is with you guys and the libertarians and your beliefs on drug use being legalized is most of society does not agree.
I disagree with that. In fact,
how come the laws are not changed?
Because most of society doesn't vote.
That's right.
Because they understand the system's corrupt.
They understand that Republicans and Democrats
have been coming out in record numbers to vote for national elections.
Well, national elections, what good does a president do?
Well, for instance, the president has a heavy hand in the quote-unquote war on drugs and the
ATF, the most people ever voted against George Bush in the last election. The most people
that ever voted against a president voted against him. Did he win the majority?
But it wouldn't matter if a Democrat won or a Republican won. They all want to continue enforcing their will on other people. All we're asking for, Brad, is for people to be left alone when they're not harming others. That's all. It's a simple concept.
And how do you perceive them when they're not harming others? What is your example of when someone is not harming someone?
When force or fraud are used on someone, then harm is brought.
Can you give me an example?
Murdering, hurting, raping, pillaging, things that actually hurt somebody else's person or their property. If it doesn't hurt somebody's person or property, then it should not be an issue for law enforcement to get involved with, regardless of what the politicians say. The politicians are a bunch of windbags.
So you want drugs legalized, but if you steal someone else's drugs, that's wrong.
Absolutely.
We can't have that. We cannot have someone stealing someone else's dope.
Wait a second. If I went into your house and I stole a fifth of whiskey, would I be wrong?
Absolutely. You would be dead, actually, going into my house because
Understood.
You'd be breaking and entering.
I'm all for that. I hope you shoot everybody who walks, who burglarizes your home. I hope you pop them right in the head.
We're for total gun rights.
I'm going to do the same thing.
Which is what the 92-year-old woman did last week. And since we've got you on the line here, Brad, let's look at this one, because it was amazing.
Somebody busted into her house with a gun in their hand, made a bunch of noise in the middle of the night, and got popped.
If you think that's right? If you'll hold on, we'll hold you through, okay? So hang on. 800-259-9231. 92-year-old woman shot to death. She shot a few cops. The cops were raiding her house. And what were they raiding her house for? Was she a wanted murderer? Was she a bank robber? No, somebody had done a drug buy there and they had a warrant. And now people are dead. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
1-800-Flowers.com wants to remind you Thanksgiving is November the 23rd. Try the Harvest Glow centerpiece from 1-800-Flowers, either as a gift or to decorate your table this Thanksgiving. The small is $49.99 and the large is just $59.99. Call, click, or come in for fresh flowers and gourmet gifts delivered same day, any day. Use code FTL to save 10% on your next order. That's FTL for a 10% savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice for the holidays.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Name things that just won't budge. The scale when you're dieting. Sunday couch potatoes, and a stuck oil filter. Now I've got a fix for one of them, and when I come back, I'll tell you. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG. I'm at a loss on budging scales, but stuck oil filters are no problem. I've got two fixes so simple, even you men can do it. Hammer a sturdy screwdriver through the filter's bottom half. Grip the handle, and using leverage, turn counterclockwise. Remove the screwdriver and spin off the filter. Or, gentlemen, wrap the filter with sandpaper. And using the rubber gloves you wash dishes with, get a good grip and twist off. These are great techniques for budging filters, but not recommended for moving couch potatoes. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, the Pack-A-Day toll-free lines. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of features there, and they're all completely free, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Yes, that's right. It's the listener-editable version of the Free Talk Live website. Over 850 pages there created by listeners like you. And yes, that means even the law enforcement officers that are tuning in tonight, the denizens of lawenforcementforums.com, even you guys could go in there and, I don't know, write some insults at us, which a number of the people on the law enforcement forums like to do. And I can understand where they're coming from. They get attacked a lot. A lot of people call cops names. A lot of people don't like the police. And that's sort of what we're talking about here tonight. With Brad, who is the administrator of the Law Enforcement Forums. Again, their website, lawenforcementforums.com. as to, you know, why it is people don't like the police, or why that there's that perception out there, and maybe what we could do to change that. Because I would like to change it.
Well, I think that police are necessary. I believe we have to have them in a civilized society. I'm just angry. Angry that they enforce laws that I feel are wrong. You know, like taking away things that may be mine. I don't smoke marijuana. My wife's a drug treatment counselor. But if I had some pot and somebody takes it away from me, I don't care whether he's a cop or not. He's stealing.
So let's go back to Brad calling from North Carolina. Brad, you back on Free Talk Live?
Yes, sir. And I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You just advised listeners that your wife is a drug and treatment counselor.
That's Mark.
Right here.
Okay. Sorry, Mark.
Yes, sir.
Your wife is a counselor?
You know, actually, it's incorrect. She currently does not work as a drug treatment counselor.
She was for a long time, but she only isn't now because she moved to a new
state. And she sure isn't going to put up with any pot smoking.
Okay. She's not. So your views are different on that.
As to what she thinks is illegal, she thinks that pot smoking is wrong and will not put up with it in her house. I do not believe that she thinks that people should be jailed for it.
Okay. I was just curious.
Okay.
Indeed. So what we were going to jump into here was this issue of the 92-year-old woman. And this is a perfect example. In case you're just tuning in, last week a 92-year-old woman was shot and killed after she shot at a few officers, law enforcement officers, who were raiding her house on a warrant. As you guys put it on your form, it was a legal warrant, but it was all so unnecessary. This woman doesn't have to be dead, right? She didn't have to die, and these cops didn't have to get shot.
I absolutely agree. She did not have to die. And
right.
She didn't have to shoot three police officers either.
No.
She's 92. How did she know that they were police officers?
I don't care if you're 12 or you're 92. You can pull the trigger of a gun and kill someone.
Yeah.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And she was living in a bad neighborhood in Atlanta. And
she was living where her family members were dealing drugs out of her house. I wasn't there, so I can't say if she knew or not.
It doesn't matter if she knew or not. The fact is, because of the war on drugs, we've got a dead grandma on our hands and three wounded cops.
We have a dead grandmother because she shot at three police officers.
No, they wouldn't have been there in the first place. Brad, if it weren't for the war on drugs, they would have been investigating a murder or a rape or something important instead of going after
somebody. Okay, and what do you think happened with drug trafficking? Murders and rapes and robberies.
Now, here's why. It's very easy to understand. It's because of the black market, Brad. When you make a product illegal, like they did with alcohol back in alcohol prohibition in the early part of the 20th century, it goes underground. Supply and demand doesn't ever go away. See, the problem with the war on drugs, one of the problems, is it flies in the face of the laws of economics. And it doesn't matter how many laws the politicians pass, they can't override the laws of supply and demand. So therefore, people are constantly going to be demanding drugs. Therefore, people who are willing to flaunt the law and risk arrest, in this case, getting shot, are going to provide those drugs at tremendous profits. Now, when you go up into the upper levels of the drug dealing business, you've got people dealing hundreds of pounds of marijuana and cocaine. You're talking about some serious money here, and so that's why you see a lot of violence. You don't see a lot of violence when it comes to, you know, the nickel bag dealer, the hippie dealer selling to his hippie friends at college. There's not a lot of violence there, but there is when you're talking about hundreds of pounds being sold.
Yeah, and I totally agree. By the way, how do you know that you don't see any violence when you're giving someone a nickel bag in college? What's your experience on that?
Well, personally, it's just a matter of knowing people.
No, that's the problem. You don't have any experience with it.
Oh, I have plenty of experience.
I'm here to tell you as a fact what I see based on my job, that there is violence like that. There are repercussions for narcotics, selling illegal narcotics, and for different things, illegal activities with narcotics.
All the violence.
The answer is not to give up and make drugs illegal.
Give up.
And basically,
are you
I would
winning?
Like to know, huh?
Are you winning? Are there fewer drugs out there now than there were?
There is never going to be a way to win a war on drugs, war on terror,
you're just
a war
driving
on
up the you're just driving up the profit margin on these things. Therefore, getting making it more. Likely the people are going to, bigger, meaner, more violent people are going to get involved.
You're helping
absolutely
the killings.
Absolutely incorrect. Your people who are doing methamphetamines, your people who are doing drugs, they want a higher potency, for instance, marijuana laced with other narcotics.
Nobody wants marijuana laced with anything.
On the black market. That will be sold on the black market. That, whether or not the government is selling it is irrelevant. You will still have supply and demand on the black market for drugs, which will continue to be dangerous.
No, I say make them all legal.
I say let's not give up on it.
I think
let's just keep enforcing the laws.
What's the indication? What is the indication that you're working? That it's working, though. I mean, like
the indication is I'm making arrests. Law enforcement officers across the world are making arrests on narcotics.
Great. Now we have more people in jail than any country in the Western world.
You realize congratulations,
sir.
Most people who are
pay for it.
Most people who are in prison on drug-related offenses have a long record of other violent offenses or multiple drug offenses.
That's not true,
and
sir.
Are,
that's not
that
true
is
at
absolutely
all.
Absolutely true.
Now, look, I worked at a prison. I know the answer that you are mistaken.
What did you do at a prison?
I'd prefer not to give out what my job title is.
Were you a chef? Because you certainly weren't a corrections officer, because you're absolutely not making any sense.
I absolutely was not a corrections officer.
Prison. Most people who get sentenced to prison are not in there for giving Joe Blow a dime bag, okay?
Sure they
are.
That's
people
true.
Who, most
no,
people
true.
Who do that
so,
get probation.
I said, sure they aren't.
Most people who do that get probation in court and don't even go to county jail, much less prison.
So what happens I get probation. Now, I get, DOC probation for your dime bag or whatever it is. And then, I happen to get caught by a police officer, driving my car without my driver's license in. Any chance I'm going to go to prison for that, violating my probation?
Well, typically, the answer would be no, because driving
typically,
without
I would
a license,
say you're right, but there are chances.
Driving without a license would not typically be a condition of a probation based on a narcotics conviction.
Okay. Let's get back to the issue of...
if I pulled you over and you had, let's say, a couple of rocks of crack cocaine, well, then, yeah, it's jail time.
So? And why shouldn't I be able to have that?
Because it's more than just the possession of it. It's the selling of it. It's the transaction of it that is causing people to be killed, robbed...
Brad,
stealing.
Do you agree? I just want to ask
you
a question.
I'd say it's the enforcement
Mark,
of the laws that are causing
Mark,
people to be killed.
Okay, chill down, Mark. Chill down, okay? Do you agree, Brad, that by having a war on drugs, you're putting money into the pockets of criminals?
Drugs are putting money into the pockets of criminals.
No, because, there's plenty of drugs that are manufactured by Pfizer, Merck, SmithGlaxoKline, all these
right.
legitimate companies, and they aren't run
legitimate
by criminals.
Legitimate companies with legal prescription drugs. I agree.
Well, they aren't run by criminals, so why don't we just allow those people to manufacture the drugs and take the profits out of the hands of the criminals? Why is that such a radical idea?
Well, first of all, as I said before, you're not going to stop the black market of narcotics, which will still be very heavy and will still cause all these other crimes.
Hang on, Brad. I'm going to bring you back, and I'll tell Mark to cool down for just a moment here. We'll be back with more.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real and the CD is free. Call 1-800-889-2994 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the Pack-A-Day toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at FreeTalkLive.com. All of the features there are completely free. FreeTalkLive.com. That includes updates. We've got updates.freetalklive.com. Great way for you to find out what's going on with the show. Keep tabs on Free Talk Live. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And, by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your only chance at liberty in your lifetime. If you want to learn more, head over to freestateproject.org, specifically brought to you by their first 1,000 pledge. So if you're just going to talk about freedom, well, then sit back and talk. But if you're going to do something about it, sign the first 1,000 pledge at freestateproject.org. Now, we're talking about, and this has been the entire show so far tonight, talking with law enforcement officers and law enforcement supporters who've been calling in because there was a bit of controversy that erupted over the weekend between a couple of internet forums, including the Free Talk Live forum, as well as lawenforcementforums.com. We actually have the administrator of that forum on with us right now. His name is Brad, calling from North Carolina. Brad, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you,
now,
Mark.
Now, Mark admitted to me that he was doing drugs before the show, and that's why he's been interrupting so much. Mark, do you want to go ahead and cop to it here?
I'm sensitive to caffeine, and I had a Diet Coke, so if I've been mean, I'm really sorry.
He starts banging on the desk and getting really upset when he drinks caffeine, so I just want to preface all this. Also,
so that's not estrogen. Okay, I'm sorry, Mark.
Actually, it might be. You don't know, Mark.
Why is it always the gay jokes with me?
Well, you don't know, Mark, but he sits here in the studio, since you mentioned the estrogen comment, he sits here in the studio and files his nails the entire time during the show. I swear to you, he's a married man.
I buff them, too, and they really shine in the light.
See, now, I'd just like to point something out here. Before we continue on, Free Talk Live is a show about ideas. We like to talk about, obviously, pretty radical ideas in some cases to some people. But we have fun. And a lot of cops actually listen to the show, and they enjoy the show because Free Talk Live stands on principle for liberty every single issue, every single time. And the only time that the cops sort of clash with us is when the cops are, in our opinion, clashing with liberty. And that's sort of what we're discussing right now. We're discussing the war on drugs and a variety of other issues. And I just wanted to ask you a couple questions, Brad. And also, I'm going to point out that this will be your last segment. There are a few people, I'm monitoring the thread on your forums right now, where people are complaining, Rich mentioning that we cut him off after he was hitting his stride. And I'd like to point out that, yes, this is talk radio. Yes, we do have people holding, waiting to get on the air. And obviously, we want to get through as many calls as we can.
Most talk shows, you
absolutely
get 2 minutes.
Most calls, you're lucky to get 45 seconds before the host cuts you off and goes on. So I want to make it clear that Free Talk Live plays fair. We want to make sure everybody has a chance to get their say in and has a chance to say what they want without being so-called censored. All right, that said, the war on drugs. We're talking about this issue because it's so critical. 1.5 million people getting arrested, most of them for possession. Now, that you're right, Brad, most of them don't get thrown into jail, but nonetheless, they do get thrown into the system. They do have their time wasted. They are, in some cases, harassed. And in many cases, their vision, the way they see the police, it suffers as a result of the police enforcing these laws. I would like to see the police just paying attention to violent crimes where people are getting harmed, property is being stolen, defaced.
Again, Ian, the broken windows theory of decay, which you can easily research online or
different
police agencies. Okay. And the whole, that's been my whole point, basically, in that a lot of these narcotics users are going to commit those very crimes you stated, robbery, murder, stealing.
I understand that, and a lot of them do. Now, the reason why is not because they get high and want to go commit crimes.
Because
You claim that I don't know what I'm talking about, but I have known plenty of drug users, and I have known plenty of people in the black market.
So you would say you would associate yourself with drug users?
Absolutely. I've had plenty of associations with drug users. I've used drugs a few times myself.
What drugs have you used?
I'm sorry?
What drug? Just trying to gain a little background.
Marijuana, MDMA, LSD, those are three.
Pretty much, your brain is fried, and that's why you're a libertarian.
That's ludicrous.
No, I'm just kidding.
Right. All right. So, but I am a little bit off track now at this point. So I was talking about how the war on drugs, we've got a bunch of people that are getting arrested, and it's completely unnecessary. The money, of course, is the issue. And when you're talking about people going out committing crimes, they're committing crimes because they can't afford the drugs. Now, how many alcoholics are out there knocking over convenience stores? Wait. Now, Brad, I just want to ask you. You're in the police business, so you would know. How many alcoholics go and knock over a convenience store, rob a convenience store to get cash to buy alcohol with? Or how many of them steal the alcohol?
I would say less than narcotics users, but I would say they would be more inclined to steal from an ABC store or an alcohol store.
Well, there's always going to be theft. I mean, if you're running a retail operation, there's going to be shrinkage.
Anytime you have alcohol or narcotics or something like that, yes, absolutely, there's going to be theft.
Well, anytime
you have a high demand for something,
anytime you have products, products on a shelf, there's going to be theft. So, I mean, that's not really the issue. The issue is price. And if we actually eliminated the black market, and you claim that the black market would still be around if we were to decriminalize or legalize drugs, I disagree with that, because a black market only exists where there are laws to prevent people from doing things. So if there are no laws preventing drug use or manufacture,
there cannot be a black market. Ian, the point you're missing is that the government will have to regulate these drugs. They will have to allow only a certain potency level.
They don't have
to. They will have to.
No, they'll want to.
They will have to make regulations. The government will make regulations.
Well, that's because what governments do, and that I disagree with. I don't think that they should be doing that sort of thing. They should stay out of it.
The reality, Ian, is they will. They will regulate these narcotics with certain potency levels and in certain amounts.
Agreed. That's
true. So based on a realistic solution, It doesn't add up, because you're going to have people who want the higher potency marijuana, the higher potency cocaine, or more marijuana, or more cocaine.
What about the higher potency alcohol? You can get Bacardi 151.
Absolutely, and
but
it's
who
legal.
Wants to drink that stuff? It tastes like rubbing alcohol.
I agree. It's nasty.
Well, now,
but there are people that want to.
This is so you're actually making a point for full drug decriminalization. You're actually making a point that we shouldn't have regulations simply because it will continue to foist the black market on people. And you certainly would agree that the black market is increasing the prices of these drugs, right?
In some instances, it is. However, the black market will continue to be very alive and very well.
Not so much. I mean, because for the most part, people are
theory, though. That's your theory.
It's
that's
not
your
really
opinion
theory.
On it.
It's not really theory. If you look over at other countries like Holland that have actually done partial legalization, I mean, even over there, the market has shifted. There's not much of a black market left for marijuana.
Compare their crime
there.
Levels to the United States of America. Different people, different country.
I agree. It is apples and oranges to an extent. However, if you also go over to California and you look at the fact that they have had a more liberal, if you will, policy towards marijuana for the past 10 years... teenagers in California are actually using marijuana less now than they did before the Proposition 216 was passed over there. So
and
there are still
that,
some
similarities. What is that based on? I'm just curious.
Some study that we read.
It's difficult
ago.
To have these things shoved right up your butt.
Well,
and
I've got a study. I've got a study or two that says that drugs shouldn't be illegal. Studies vary. Studies could be made up. Studies
sure
are not reliable.
Do.
For the most part,
I agree, and you can spin the statistics in whatever way you want to. But the fact is, the black market does drive up the price of drugs, and the reason why is because if I'm a black marketeer and I want to sell drugs, I know I'm taking a risk to make a profit, and I want to make a nice profit if I'm going to be risking my butt possibly going into prison. So therefore, I'm going to mark them up quite a bit, and then they go to the next middleman, and they get marked up because everybody's taking a risk. Estimates have shown, and again, more statistics for you, that the price of marijuana is increased to the point of like 3,000%. I mean, if you just go look at roll-your-own tobacco, you can buy an entire pound of that stuff for $12, whereas a pound of marijuana is going to be $1,200 to $1,600. On the streets, if not more, if you're looking at the really, really good stuff. So,
okay.
I mean, really, the prices would come down, and that means that a lot less people would be committing crimes, and you guys could focus on really going after violent criminals that are actually threatening our way of life here in America.
Right, and most of them would be on illegal drugs.
Well, they wouldn't be illegal drugs. Now, are most of criminals, I would say that there's a possibility of what you're talking about being true, but I would say mostly you're looking at alcohol, because that's what really makes people violent.
No, that's absolutely false.
What?
Someone can drink and not be violent at all.
Sure
someone
they can.
Have a, the difference is someone can have a beer at dinner, and it's not going to make them violent.
Couldn't you have a small puff off of a marijuana cigarette?
Hey, Brad, we're out of time for you, but thank you, sir. We appreciate your time. More coming up. Your calls as well. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? It sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Send your loved one a timeless treasure this Christmas. Get the book, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell. Set in a simpler time in rural America, when a father and son could harvest their Christmas tree without the fear of being accosted by a UN Eco-Goon squad, when a mother could prepare her family's holiday meal without worries of chemical-laden, genetically modified foods, a time when a man could travel the roads freely without paying tolls to foreign monarchies. The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, is a wonderful tale in which the adventure and the danger are real. And the joy of Christmas comes from the hearts of a small, humble family, rather than a big box department store. Written by Steve Culver, fellow patriot and GCN listener. Get your copy, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, available at Amazon.com or AuthorHouse.com, or by calling 1-888-280-7715. That's 1-888-280-7715. Peace on earth. Goodwill towards men.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free lines. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Unlike those other radio talk show hosts that want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month for their website, we give away all the features there. Though we do ask that if you like the show, or hey, even if you hate the show, you can head over and vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. Great way to help spread the word about Free Talk Live to get new people listening on board. Vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute of time, and it helps keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world. And it's all thanks to you guys who have gone and voted. And I think have we cracked 1,000 votes this month? I looked at, we were over 900 the last time I looked, which is just fantastic.
It's got to be pretty close.
One of our best voting months of all time. So we're talking with a variety of denizens of lawenforcementforums.com, a place where a number of police officers hang out, law enforcement officers, and people, friends of police officers, interested parties, people who are curious as well. And we've been talking about, of course, the war on drugs, which is one of the big areas where we disagree with law enforcement. We wish that, I think Free Talk Live wishes law enforcement would spend its time on other things. However, like maybe arresting politicians. You know, maybe go after murderers, rapists, and politicians as well, because those are the real crooks.
It's hard to argue with that.
By the way, I wanted to point something out, a point of clarification. I'm monitoring the Law Enforcement Forums, LEF is live on the radio as we speak, thread here, and one of their guys posted, since we've been talking about illicit drugs, we've been talking about meth and cocaine and marijuana, well, Ducky on their forums posted, there are plenty of legal prescription drugs that still get stolen and sold on the black market. OxyContin, anyone? Well, Ducky, you're absolutely right. And the reason why is the same thing. It's supply and demand. People want to get their hands on these prescription drugs, and they're willing to pay up to $20 a pill on the black market.
We didn't make it sound like we want drugs to be legalized only to be given to the hands of doctors who get to prescribe them, and then to be given over to the hands of politicians who decide what the doctors can prescribe or not, because you can be a doctor, and you better watch out who you prescribe pain medication to, because some politician may very well come after you. Some DA may get a wild hair and come right after you for prescribing that stuff.
That's true. And
it's happened plenty of times.
And so the way to get rid of the black market of prescription drugs is to get rid of the prescription process, to just simply allow individuals to make their own choices. And to go out and to purchase the drugs that they want to purchase. If anybody could go into Walmart and buy a bottle full of oxycodone, the black market would disappear. No more prescription delivery trucks getting knocked over by the mafia. No more robberies of pharmacies. All of this would go away.
And, here's the point. I have to make this brief point. And this is the one thing about the violence that goes with the drug war that everybody overlooks. The fact is, no one's going to argue with this, drugs cost what drugs cost because they're illegal.
That's true.
And people commit violent crimes in order to get, you know, to get these drugs because it's the only way to get the money for many of these low-class criminals. For instance, nobody's out there committing, you know, a string of burglaries in order to get beer. They can work at a job and get beer.
That's right.
So, therefore, violent crime is getting committed against people who don't do drugs. People like me, for instance. Me, my wife, my big fat cat. We're all in danger every single day from this drug war. And I don't do drugs. Why should I be in danger from this?
I'm
because some politician decided that this was right or this was wrong.
Yeah, he wanted to grandstand and get reelected, and now people are suffering. I'm glad you brought that up because we sort of overlooked it in the heated conversation that had been going on here. Families are at risk from these violent people trying to get their hands on the money that they need to buy the drugs. And
you know,
it's sad.
If somebody should die from drugs, it should be the person who's doing them.
Yes.
They should be the one who's in danger. Yeah, you know, if an alcoholic drinks himself into an early grave, I've got nothing to say about that. It was his life. He did
tragic.
What he wanted.
Yep.
If a smoker smokes himself into an early grave, and they all do, just like me, very rare, just like me.
So you are a drug user.
I told you all about the Diet Coke, too.
Now, I wonder, I mean, there is actually some, yes, families are in danger, and that's a terrible side effect of the war on drugs, and that would also go away, that danger. Not just in getting hurt, but also getting their property stolen.
Mm-hmm.
You had your top cut on your convertible once because somebody wanted to come after the stuff that was
cost
in your car.
Cost me $1,800.
I mean, there's all kinds of theft also that accompanies.
It cost the insurance company $1,800.
Accompanies all of this. You know what, we could keep discussing this, but we got so many calls, Mark. We really need to get to the phones. Let's talk to Lindsay in South Dakota because ladies come first on Free Talk Live. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Lindsay.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm a supporter of law enforcement, and my boyfriend's a police officer.
Now, Lindsay, what if there was a law passed that made cigarettes illegal? Would you also support your boyfriend going and raiding people's homes and businesses because they had some black market cigarettes?
The difference between cigarettes and hard drugs is people don't do stupid shit. Lindsay,
this is radio,
Lindsay.
On the radio, and that was...
You just broke the FCC law.
You just broke the law. Please don't do that again. And we're going to keep you on, but please don't do that again. Okay, I see what you're saying. It's no big deal to have cigarettes, but you have to understand, there are people out there that want cigarettes banned. They want to create a prohibition on cigarettes. This is for real. There are nutty people that want to add cigarettes to the list of banned substances in America. Would your boyfriend enforce those laws, too?
Enforce laws if people are smoking cigarettes and they're not supposed to be?
Mm. Yeah.
Would he enforce them?
Yes.
Yes, he would.
Okay. Even though they're stupid?
Even though what's stupid?
Even though the laws are stupid.
Yeah.
Right. But you're going
to
go,
law.
He's going
to
run around there and enforce
job
stupid
to enforce
laws?
Enforce the law.
Right, that's
it's
the problem.
Can I go to a more extreme example then, Lindsay? What if suddenly it was like Nazi Germany in 1939 and Jews were illegal? Would your boyfriend go around and grab them and throw them into concentration camps because it was the law?
If it was his job,
would
do it.
God.
Wow.
I'm not saying it's not a personal issue. If it's his
job. It is personal.
It's personal when you ruin people's lives.
You're making the decision to do things.
You're saying it's not personal because you're extracting yourself from it. But doing something wrong is doing something wrong, whether you've got the law on your side or not, ma'am.
The issue at hand is it's not if a law was he enforced it. The issue at hand is that you people come in somewhere where these people go out there and risk their lives for you. Go to relax, and you guys go in there and just give them shit.
Okay, we got to let you go now. Twice. What disrespect for the law. Now, actually, these aren't laws. These are regulations created by the FCC. Now, do police enforce regulations, too?
I'm certain they do.
The FCC has their own enforcement wing as well. But anyway, so, wow. I mean, I'm stunned by that. I mean, to suggest that if it was the law to round up Jews and throw them into concentration camps, that go ahead and enforce that. Oh, it's not my responsibility, it's my job. You need to... See, this is a big problem. when you do things as part of your job, you're still responsible for your actions. Or at least you should be. Now, a lot of cases in law enforcement, when they shoot somebody they weren't supposed to shoot or do something they weren't supposed to do, they usually just get a little slap on the hand and the department stands behind them.
Right. In the case...
There's no punishment for...
In the case where somebody dies, you know, under circumstances, bad circumstances, in the case of law enforcement, it's rare that that they go to jail for it. Very, very rare. Now, if for some reason they don't have friends in the department where internal investigations can hide, hide for them, then they're likely to get in big trouble.
It's true. 1-800-259-9231. I just would like people to take responsibility for their actions. You cannot pawn off your actions on some commanding officer. Oh well, so and so told me to do this. So I'm going to go ahead and follow the orders. It doesn't matter if I'm hurting somebody who doesn't deserve to be hurt. It doesn't matter if I'm violating people's rights. I'm following orders. It didn't work in Nuremberg, and it shouldn't work today. Let's continue with the calls here. Let's talk to Cato in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line. Hello, Cato.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
It's one of the more exciting shows I've listened to, actually.
Yeah, the phones are blowing up. We don't have a lot of time.
Okay. The other day I was in the JFK airport, and it was very interesting. There was a National Guard guy walking around, you know, with an assault rifle. And it was ironic that you're in a city where you pretty much get thrown in jail on sight for having any sort of weapon, and yet here's a guy, you know, with an M4, and nobody even gets a second look. And if anyone hasn't read, especially police officers out there, haven't read Radley Balco's Overkill, the Militarization of Police in America, it's a very good reading and very complete.
Excellent point. Radley Balco does a great job keeping track of police kicking in people's doors on accident, shooting people on accident. Whoops, wrong house. Meant to get the house on the other street. Sorry, we killed your grandfather. Those things happen, and they rarely even get apologies from people. Cato, thank you for the call. We appreciate it, man. Sorry we had to cut you short. 800-259-9231. Hey, to all the law enforcement officers listening, would you... I don't have time to ask it. Hang on, we're coming back for Hour 3. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.